Welcome to the Create Your Shape podcast. I'm Jenny, the nutritionist, and I'll be teaching you the strategy, structure, and science to build muscle and decrease body fat, specifically for ladies who work out. Hello, friends. Today I have a very relevant but also important episode and teaching topic. Let's talk about non-progress weeks. So I think this is something that I don't see anywhere. I don't see it talked about in the coaching industry or like the fitness coaching industry. And I definitely don't see clients asking questions about this. So I want to normalize non-progress weeks. It is a thing that will happen in your journey and on your timeline to building muscle and decreasing body fat. So the first thing I really want to emphasize is they are a thing. Plan for them. It is going to be a part of the human experience. Let's say you map out a 12-week gaining period where you're really building muscle, optimizing your metabolism, and then you map out a 6-week or probably more 8-week or 10-week calorie deficit time frame where you really focus on decreasing body fat. Within that, you are going to have human experiences that will not allow you to execute, or human experiences where you don't have the skill yet to execute. And if you did, then you probably would have already been really savvy and already gotten the result you wanted. What I suggest is thinking that you're going to have a non-progress week at least once every 2 months. And if you're new to it or more of a beginner, you might even have more than that. Okay, so you probably have an idea of what a non-progress week is. It is when you are not making progress towards your goals, but let's define them. So first, what is a progress week? Well, a progress week is going to be in the lifestyle phase. So when either you're maintaining or you're building, and keep in mind, you need to do this phase before you go into the calorie deficit phase. However, that progress is going to look like you're hitting your macro targets 4 or more days a week, and you are either matching your lifts in your training or you're progressing in your lifts in your training. I actually have my ladies report this to me every week so they can start seeing how every single day that adds up to their week, that they're either making progress or not. And it gives them a lot more control and then understanding of the trends. So then when you're in the calorie deficit phase, you will need to hit targets 7 out of 7 days a week, and that would be considered a progress week. Again, because in the calorie deficit phase, it really comes down to math with calories in and calories out. So that is how you would define if you're making progress, depending on which phase that you're in. But I think there are two kinds of non-progress weeks, and they're important to know because it tells you how to use them and how to think about them. The first is what I'm going to call an ad hoc circumstance non-progress week. So essentially what that means is something kind of one-off or maybe even random happened that made your week kind of not its typical week at all, that is creating then the impact of having a non-progress week. So for example, one of my clients let me know, hey, my father passed away and I kind of just can't even think about any of this right now. Obviously, that's going to be a major reason to deprioritize this and not have a progress week and not even think about it. Another example would be my week this past week where my two kittens, which I just talked about on the podcast, unfortunately, they got sick and were diagnosed with a deadly disease. And here in Bali, it was very difficult to find help and find communication that really allowed me to be able to get them the help they need. And it was very scary, many emergencies, going to different vets on a scooter, the whole thing. And so I've been going back and forth to the hospital. It was just crazy. That for me was a non-progress week. And I told my coach, right, I know that I'm not making progress this week. It has been crazy. I'm actually not even going to submit any data to you. Let's just pretend like this week didn't happen and we'll move on next week. It is not something that is normal. So that is an ad hoc circumstance, non-progress week. Sometimes that happens and that is just part of life and that's okay. And that's how I want you to think about them. It's not that you're regressing and it's not that you are a failure. It is literally something that does not happen often and it is ad hoc, it's random, and it's circumstantial. So how you want to think about them is that you are kind of just hitting pause on your goal and then the next week or when you're ready, the next week, you will just hit play. So it was just a 1 week pause. I know in the scheme of life, a 1 week pause is not going to make or break me. I also know it's not something that I need to practice for or get better at because it's not something that's going to happen often. Okay, so that's the first one. The second one is what I'm going to call a coaching opportunity non-progress week. These are weeks where, let's say that you're putting the effort in and you're, you know, putting effort in to make progress, but then things come up where you maybe don't have the skill or the understanding or the mindset yet to be able to still make progress. So this is another reason why I have my ladies track whether it is a progress week for them or not. So then I know if they know they're making progress or not. And then if not, we can go over it. So for example, I had somebody who was saying like, yes, this is a progress week, but I'm looking at the data and the data is not matching up to lifts increasing or matching the same as last week and hitting targets more than 4 or 5 days per week. And so I can talk her through that. Other people, they're submitting, no, this isn't a progress week because now they can see the data, but then we can go into why, right? And if it's constantly happening, we can go in and coach on what specifically is going on. So something that came up recently is my client was like, my husband sporadically wants to go out to eat. And she's like, then I go out to eat and then I kind of have to panic order or I don't know what to do. So then I'm not on track. And so instead of saying like, oh, you just can't go out to eat anymore, like let's coach on that, right? And maybe we need to reduce how many times you're going out to eat. Maybe we need to work on being bold and really being the person who is leading on some of these decisions to say, well, no, I have goals and I'm not going to go out to eat, you know, 4 times a week. I'm going to do 2 times per week. And then when they do want to go out to eat those 2 times per week, she can say, oh, I want to go to this place or this place. What place do you want to go to? Let's see if we can meet in the middle so I know they have options for me. And then I can go and say, oh, I know how to read this menu and order food that's going to align with my goals and be able to create my plate. And then when the food comes, I can estimate and I can be really directional with my portions and therefore hit my macros, right? So all of those were just skills that she just hadn't learned yet that now we can see, oh, we just got to work on those. You're going to get better each and every week. So that way this isn't an issue. Or someone who shared like, I'm having trouble progressing in my lifts week over week and I'm in that building phase. So we can coach on that. Well, what's going on? Is it someone the other day was like, I don't have an option on the cables between maybe it was 10 pounds and 20 pounds. It's just too big of a jump for my like upper body movement that I'm doing. Okay, well, could we maybe add a 2.5 plate or a 5-pound plate on the pin of those? In that way, it's a way to easily add weight without like adjusting the whole machine. And she just hadn't thought about that. So it could just be, again, a skill, an education moment, an application like moment where we just need to think through them and get coaching on them to improve week after week. This is a skill. Like building your shape is a skill. And so I would say this like second kind of non-progress week are coaching opportunities and really how you become someone who just lives this and then is able to easily build their shape. All right. So how you think about those is like opportunities, right? Opportunities to make this easier and make it more mindless. So plan for non-progress weeks. They'll be a part of the journey and it's not a problem. And I will see you next week on the Create Your Shape podcast. Hey, if you work out and want to look like you work out, then you need to be in the Create Your Shape program. Learn more and get started at jennythenutritionist.com/create-your-shape. You can also follow me on Instagram for more content at jennythenutritionist.